motorcycle.
Well, there's something serious going on in Muskegon. There's a concern about Medicaid, and we have the manager over Muskegon County Community Mental Health, Julia Rumpf, is here. How you doing today, Julia?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome to Muskegon.
Thanks.
How long have you been here?
I've been here just over a year.
Just over a year. And you're still here?
I love it. I love it.
Well, that's good. Well, here's the thing. I got inbox from Ratanya Smith about problems with Medicaid. And I appreciate her reaching out to me because I didn't know anything about this. There's a possibility that we can lose Medicaid for a whole bunch of people.
Well, really, it's about not losing Medicaid. It's about providing insurance to people right now who don't have Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay. So right now you can get Medicaid if you make up to 100% of poverty based on your, you know, if you're poor, basically, uh-huh. Right?
Right.
But if you're working maybe even full-time, making minimum wage, maybe even $10 an hour, you don't have any insurance, this program, Medicaid Expansion, would provide insurance for that group of people.
Hmm.
So you got hardworking families out there, maybe mom and a dad, a couple of kids, or mom and a couple of kids. They could be making up to $32,000 a year, and they would be eligible for Medicaid.
Wow.
Under this program.
So what is the big problem?
The big problem is that it's an opportunity under the Affordable Care Act, sometimes called Obamacare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they call often called Medicaid Expansion. Many states have already passed Medicaid expansion. Michigan has not.
Hmm.
Last week, before the Senate left for summer break, they decided not, the House already had passed Medicaid expansion, but the Senate decided not to bring it to a vote.
Wow. Why?
Well, it's a very political. It's hard for me to understand why. I think it's hard. Medicaid expansion is widely supported by groups like the medical community, the mental health community and substance use community, AARP, the Michigan Chambers of Commerce. Many, many groups support Medicaid expansion because it will bring to the state of Michigan save $200 million to the state general fund in the first year.
Wow.
It brings about $2 billion federal dollars.
Mm. B. That's with a B, Rob.
With a B.
With a B.
That's to this state.
To this state.
So is our senator saying they don't want government support?
I think that many senators do support it, and some do not, because they don't support the Affordable Care Act, and they don't want the federal government. I'm guessing they don't want the federal government telling them how to run this plan. To tell you the truth, I'm really not certain why some senators don't support it.
I called our senator prior to the interview just to try to see where he's at. And hopefully we can get him on radio. They said he was in a meeting. Have you talked to Senator Hansen?
I have talked to Senator Hansen. What Senator Hansen will share and has shared with many people that have reached out to him is that he would support Medicaid expansion if it's done in a thoughtful way. And people like myself believe that the Senate bill that was put forth was done in a thoughtful way. So, for example, for people in this area of making between 100 and 133% of poverty, that over time they would have to contribute, just like most people that have insurance have to pay some kind of a copayment or a premium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they put that into the plan. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
The other thing, to be fair, that I think the senators are trying to be fiscally responsible, and since this is money from the federal government, and the plan right now is there's no state match, meaning they just give us the $200 billion. But over time, there will be a state match, and some are fearful that if the federal government changes the rules along the way, it could cost the state too much money. But I believe that the Senate bill that was put forth has those protections in it.
Hmm. Wow. Is there any other options that the state senate have going on? Are they saying that we have a plan that's going to reach these same amount of people?
No, in general, what they say is that they need to put some more thought and study into it. The problem is that this is due to be implemented January 1st, 2014, mm-hmm. And we're running out of time.
What's the deadline for the vote?
Well, really, if the Senate doesn't come back to session this summer, then we're not going to have enough time to have Medicaid expansion ready to go January 1st, 2014. What that's going to create is sometimes people call it a donut hole, right? Mm-hmm. So under the Affordable Care Act, if you make up to 100% of poverty, you can be eligible for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. If you make 135% of poverty and above, you'll be able to buy your insurance if you don't get it through your employer through a Medicaid health exchange, which is going to be set up by the federal government. For those people in between 100% and 135%, mm-hmm. they have no way to get insurance. In Muskegon County alone, that's about 4,600 people. Wow. It's over 4,600 people that would be eligible for insurance under this plan.
Wow. Wow. Do you want people to contact Senator Hansen?
I believe that on July 2nd and July 3rd, those are the dates that the statewide coalitions are asking individuals, if they support Medicaid expansion, to call their senators and urge them to come back into session and take a vote on Medicaid expansion. I think the other thing that Senator Hansen has shared is that he needs to hear from his constituents. He wants to represent them, so he needs to hear from us. If that's what we want, is Medicaid expansion, we need to let him know that.
Let him know that we're for it. Okay, well, let me give out the telephone number that I have here for Senator Hansen, 517-373-1635. That is a live person. I dialed that number early today. That is how I reach him. He has somebody there. And there's a toll-free, 866-305-2134. That's Senator Hansen. And if you want to tell him how you feel, do you want it to be expanded, or are you happy with it, or is that right now? What is the plan if this thing don't get expanded? What happens again?
That's the problem. There is no plan. Currently, just to give you an example, if somebody wants mental health services and they do not have insurance, they can come to the Community Mental Health Program on Apple Street here, and we will give them an assessment. And if they do not have any insurance, then we're going to have to offer them the very minimal amount of services, because we don't have funds to provide services to people that have no insurance. A lot of people don't understand that community mental health primarily is funded by Medicaid right now. So there's not a lot, over 90% of our dollars come from Medicaid. So if we don't get Medicaid expansion, then we're going to need another way to help provide the services to those individuals. I just add that I think the impact is going to be even greater for people who are trying to seek substance use services.
Wow. Well, is the community mental health, are you taking phone calls from people who wants to know more about this, or who is kind of like the person, is the association that they can reach out to if people want to know more information? They say, okay, I need to know more before I call the senator. What number should they dial? Should we have them call the senator's office?
I think they should call the senator's office. They can always call CMH and ask for me. They can just call the general number and ask for me, Julia Rupp, and I do get phone calls right now, and I will answer every single, probably go to voicemail, but I will call every single person back.
You're right, because I posted that you was going to be on radio, and I have people saying stuff on Facebook, like they want me to ask you questions about mental health cases with children and all that. We're going to have you come back and talk about that.
I would love to.
And mental health and the whole thing of treating and access to mental health.
I think we're really trying to expand our services, particularly to children, and I would say that Medicaid expansion very much is going to impact children, so it would allow us to be able to serve more of them.
All right. Julia, anything else you want to share in regards to this?
No, thank you so much for having me.
All right, I got a breaking news. I got to share this information. I got an email from the city of Muskegon in regards to a wanted person in regards to a shooting that occurred at 10:38 today. Officer Muskegon Police Department were dispatched to the area of Ada and Kenneth Street on reports of shots fired. Officers arrived on scene and met with the victim. The intended victim was a 47-year-old City of Muskegon resident, was not struck. The victim and other witness in the mid-morning shooting described offender as a 5'6", 200-pounds African-American male in his 30s. The suspect, who was wearing a white T-shirt, fled the scene in a 2000 Chevrolet S10 pickup truck bearing Michigan registration CJG8665. Muskegon police officers have the area secured and are searching for the offender, Adrian Taylor Wayne. An ongoing investigation is being conducted by the detectives of the Muskegon Police Department, and detailed information will be released. Wayne is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. If anyone has information on this incident or the whereabouts of Adrian Taylor Wayne, please call the Muskegon Police Department 231-724-6750 or Silent Observer 231-722-7463. Once again, the police officers are looking for a suspect, Adrian Taylor Wayne, 33 years old. And we do have pictures. We'll post it up on our website momentarily. Hate to interrupt, but this email that just came in, how he's doing his interview. I want to thank you for stopping by, okay?
Thank you.
All right, back to more music, Accidental Jams, 103.7 The Beat.